So, Carl, I think it was after Chorley I said, don't mean to use clichés, but a game of two halves. Sorry to use clichés again, but that was a proper game of two halves.
Well, I said it at half-time. I said that to the players. I don't think our supporters could tell. I could kind of hear their frustrations, but playing up the hill and with a strong wind in our face is always going to be difficult. I thought the goals we conceded were two minor mistakes from ourselves that got punished. But I always felt that, you know, in the second half we could cause them problems. I think it helped us when we went with a diamond in midfield and had two up top. On another day would have been even more comfortable.
I mean, the two goals we did concede were it was static defending in a way, and they were basic stuff. Yeah. But you were right though about the wind. I mean, Carnell was barely clearing the halfway line in that first half.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes it difficult. It's hard to get out and against on a pitch like that as well. It makes it very difficult. But like I say, I just felt as though we'd definitely get something. As long as we didn't concede again, we'd definitely get something out of the game. And like I say, we're missing a penalty. That shows great character and great strength of mind from the players. And the goals that we actually scored were real quality.
Now, speaking of quality, we should mention the two low goals. The first one came out of absolutely nothing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Then the one from the halfway line was, well, what do you say?
He's a great, you know, another example of... you know, when you give young, talented players a chance, they can produce magic, and, you know, that's fantastic for Nathan today. I spoke to him before the game. You know, he's been schooled at Burnley over the past few years, but I think he wished he'd been here since he was, like, 16 and things like that, because, like I said to him, when you're playing for points, it's a real game of football. When you're playing that development-type football, you know, it's a bit false. But he showed the, you know, what he's got in his locker with the quality of the two strikes.
And just a quick mention for Zach Corbett, came out of nowhere really. I wasn't expecting him to be on the team sheet. How'd that happen?
I was trying to get, just to give Zach a little bit more time to recuperate. That's his first game. He's not played, so he's been training. He's done all his rehab. He's worked really hard, and I was going to get somebody in on loan, but I don't think I need to.
And just a quick mention elsewhere, Dale Johnson, I think, has played for Glossop today. So is that a dual reg or something? Or?
Yeah. We spoke about before Christmas. He's been really busy with work, and, you know, fitness-wise, he wasn't up to the standard that we need at this level, but he's going to work hard at it, and we'll see what happens.
And going into Kidderminster next week, so obviously I've got 6 days to get the squad sorted, but everything else all right squad-wise? Because there's a few illnesses and sickness last week.
No, we've been we're a little bit stronger now, thankfully. Like I say, we've missed out on a centre half, but Zach's come in today and done fantastically well, and everything's looking quite good.
Well, cracking game of football that in the second half, superb to watch.
Cheers, nice man. Thank you.